Coming up next on Pedal the Springs, we're talking with the self-appointed cycling ambassador herself, Tori Giffen, and going to learn about her journey to creating the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. And as a special treat, we're doing it live here from the Buffalo Lodge. Welcome, and roll on into the Pedal the Springs podcast, where we banter about all things biking in the Colorado Springs and Pikes Peak region. My name is Terry Lyons, and I'm your guest host today, standing in for Tori, the self-appointed cycling ambassador in the Springs and the owner of the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. And what she doesn't know about biking in the area, her friends do, and we're going to meet a lot of them tonight. Today, we're going to learn about her journey to creating the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, and as a special treat, we're doing it right here in the Buffalo Lodge. All right, so let's get started. Tori.
First of all, I just want to thank you, Terry, for being our host and moderator today. It's so exciting. As one of our biggest fans of the Pedal the Podcast series, like, I love that you're always calling me going, great episode. And I know as soon as it drops that you're one of the first ones on it. And so for the rest of you, if you're not a subscriber yet, be sure to subscribe because they're good, right?
They are very, very good. Informative and fun.
Yes. Cool. So I'm the owner.
Nice. Let me just ask you this real quick. You've interviewed a lot of people about the cycling community in Colorado Springs. Today, we're flipping the microphone around. How does it feel?
I'm a little bit, I'm nervous. I like being in a little bit more control.
Not tonight. All right. So for someone who's never heard of the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, what is it? What makes it different from a typical hotel?
What it's like at the Bicycle Resort is we're like a dude ranch for cyclists. So like if you were going to go to a dude ranch, you don't have to be a cowboy to go to a dude ranch. You're just going to get the cowboy experience. And so the Buffalo Lodge is like, you know, a dude ranch for cyclists. You're going to come and you're going to get the bicycling experience and vibe here. So all of our rooms are bicycle themed and friendly. You can ride your bike right in the room and hang it on the wall. I mean, we're in an epic place to bike, whether you mountain, road, gravel. It's just so beautiful right here at the base of Pikes Peak, half mile from Garden of the Gods, right across from Red Rock Canyon Open Space. And so it's great if you want that bicycle experience when you come to visit. We've got bicycles for guests to use, and you can go out and ride them around. Really, we're for everybody. Absolutely. I mean, a lady told me when I first bought the hotel that this is, she was from England, so maybe I'll do an English accent. She was like, it's like that place in Dirty Dancing where you hope that you can go back year after year and it will never change. And so that's stuck with me. Like, she was hoping that we wouldn't turn it totally bicycle so that guests that wanted to just come and appreciate a vintage hotel and just appreciate the attractions of the area and the community that we create, that it would be more than just a place for cyclists, that people would come for generations to come. And we're doing a pretty good job of keeping it alive.
What do you think your biggest challenge was when you bought the place almost 10 years ago now?
Oh my gosh.
and you know, brought it up to where you are today. I know you got a great team, and we're going to meet some of them here in a few minutes, but what do you think the biggest challenges were to start with?
Well, the fact that I had never managed a team of over, you know, two part-time employees and a bunch of volunteers, and that I had never done anything at a hotel other than pool bar bartender in Cape Cod, and that this idea of a bicycle resort came to me from literally a dream. I was putting on a lot of local cycling events, leading local bike rides, putting on bike festivals. And, but I was also a mom, that was trying to find my balance between, wanting to be there for my three kids and, working full time. And how could I be there for the after school sports? And, you know, I was taking little pay for flexibility, or more pay, and I didn't have the flexibility. And so a lot of people think it was just a bicycle resort dream. Like Tori loves biking. She loves tour riding. And that she, if she could get paid to ride bicycles, then I'll figure out a way. but it was really a dream for my family, to be able to live and raise them and, watch them grow up and be involved in their life. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey, but I did not know a thing about starting a hotel. I just knew that I was a capable person that had figured out everything else in my life, like motherhood. I mean, nothing could be harder than being thrown into parenthood, you know? So if I could be a mom, I could like run a hotel. It was a lot harder than I thought.
I get it. Yeah. And I'll tell everybody, you know, the very first time I came here on a Saturday morning ride, I met you, I met your mom, I met your grandma.
And I
just remember that, wow, this is a really special place. And I've been back most Saturdays and sometimes Mondays, you know, for bike rides and fellowship and just hanging out. And just, I love this place.
Thank you so much. That is what it's like. This is a family place. This is a community place. And you brought up Nana. I mean, I had no idea when I started the hotel, just how magical of an experience that it would be, because my grandmother became a bicyclist at 93 years old and blind with trigeminal nerve pain and back pain. But my mom like was here one day and my grandmother raised her hand and wanted to know how she could get involved in cycling. And she was kind of just living blind, listening to books on tape. And next thing you know it, they went out and bought a recumbent tandem tear trike. And at 93, my grandmother became a bicyclist and had the best last 4 years of her life as part of our bike tribe and riding bikes and having two kids that at 11 and 13 rode up Pikes Peak on unicycles. Yeah. I mean, this place inspires not just my dreams and my family's dreams, but it inspires a lot of dreams.
I'll tell you, your whole family's inspirational. I mean, when I remember sitting out on the porch talking to your mom, Nancy, and I was telling her, oh, I'm coming up on 50. And your mom, she has this great laugh. And she says, I remember 50. That's the year I ran my first marathon and my jaw hit the floor.
That's Nancy.
That's Nancy for you. All right. You want to start introducing your team now?
Yes. Well, this is my general manager, Sarah Branham. And I mean, while I built this place up, she is the one that keeps it going day to day. And at one point, people told me that I was the heart and soul of this place. And if I wasn't here, you know, the magic wouldn't be here. And when Sarah came on to work for us 3.5 years ago, she proved everybody else wrong, because she brings that whole vibe. And she is now running the day-to-days. She also is a mom trying to find, you know, work, homeschooling mom of all things, trying to, you know, manage work-life balance and career. But she actually came here just for a part-time front desk and bartender job. Welcome, Sarah.
She kind of suckered you in, huh?
Yeah. I'm glad to join you all today.
So Sarah, you being here has given Tori an opportunity to kind of be a little bigger picture. What can you tell us about what your day is like here? I imagine it's pretty hectic.
Every day is unique, which is one of the most fun parts of this job. You never know what you're going to walk into. We're welcoming guests in the morning, having breakfast. By midday, somebody's stopping by because they're about to go up Pikes Peak and want to know any information we have. We're going in the garden every day. In our side time, we're cleaning rooms and making sure they're ready to be sold to guests in the evening. And then you come in the evenings and we've got music.
Yes.
5 nights a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have done a great job with just kind of growing the visibility of the lodge, the visibility of cycling in our community. Not only do you have the cycling activities and the music activities, you also have yoga a couple times throughout the week.
Tell us about the new stuff, Sarah.
So there's lots of new stuff, but we touched on it. I just want to make sure we talk about it. One of the most special things about this is really a community gathering place as well. Okay. So yes, we're a hotel that caters to cyclists, but we're also a place the locals come to hang out. So we have our music, we have our glamping, we have our pool. The glamping's really special because they're 4 safari-style wall tents. So you get a taste of what camping in Colorado might feel like, but yet you have a comfy bed to sleep in at nighttime.
And a bathroom.
and a bathroom
with showers. Very, very. That was one of our big projects over the winter. Yes. Was the water lines to make the shower pressure even better for the glamp yard. There's always something to work on around here.
Sure. Speaking of that, I mean, yes. Tell us a little about the history of the lodge before you purchased it and turned it into what it is today.
Well, I actually found the lodge the first time for me on a bike ride where I was riding in and around the Garden of the Gods. And so we're only a half mile from Garden of the Gods right here. And I was riding in front out one exit and into another entrance. There's three entrances to Garden of the Gods right here from the lodge. And I got a flat right in front of this place. And it was on my back wheel, which I was not very good at fixing at the time. I'm better now, but still prefer to ride with a club and somebody else that will fix it for me. But anyway, I got a flat and I couldn't get my back tube off, and I waited for a ride out front on a bench. And I just remember thinking, I never knew this place was here. Oh, my phone had died, so I had to use the phone inside. Like, what a cool place. And then like 10 years later, I had a dream about a hotel for bicyclists. And I happened to be scouting a new route for my Ride for Heroes ride that I used to put on. And I was delivering some food for a local restaurant that I worked for, doing marketing. And I happened by it again. And I dropped my order and I came back and I drove through the lodge and the hair just started standing on the end of my arms. And I'm like, this is the place I dreamed about. I literally had a very vivid dream two nights in a row about a hotel for bicyclists. And I could understand that because I was like live, eat, breathing, like biking in our community and just seeing what a great big biking community it was becoming. And so I drove through here and you couldn't convince me it wasn't the place I had just dreamed about. And I walked in the lodge and I said, my name's Tori. And if you ever decide to sell this place, will you give me a call? And he's like, it's for sale now. And I just started crying. And I'm like, I don't know how, but I'm going to buy it. And he proceeds to list off the laundry list of how I don't want the hotel because it's got this, this, and this, and this. It's something's always breaking down. It's over 100 years old. Why I don't want it. But all I heard was it was for sale, and I was going to figure out how to find the money to buy the hotel, and I did. And so now I know that the hotel was built in 1919. That it was a place that it has been told and repeated many times. Now that is a very clever way of saying it's not verified. It's been told and repeated many times that Teddy Roosevelt stayed here. The hotel was owned by black and white movie actress Linda Darnell at one point. And at one point in the 1930s, I believe they added all the cottages, maybe late 1929 kind of thing, they added the cottages and it became Colorado's most modern cottage city. And so, I mean, this is really a piece of history here at, that we're working to preserve. I mean, you can see from almost anywhere in town, west side, like if you're hiking at Red Rock Canyon or biking or you're driving on the freeway, one of the most notable things that you see is the neon Buffalo Lodge, you know, sign. I'm not sure what year that came. I'm sure that wasn't 1929, but it came along sometime after that, but probably when it was one of the really popular motorcycle hotels. It had like the front building used to have the above ground gas pumps and things like that. And so it was quite the grand place at one point. But when I found it, it was a lot. It had seen better days. I mean, there were, you know, I don't want to go into too much detail, but we pretty much gutted the place and it had to like start from scratch. Sure. To try and preserve it. But when I was able to buy it and come up with the financing to do that, you know, it was such a daunting task of renovating the hotel. I would have no idea that 10 years later, we are just now getting to paint the exterior of the buildings because we felt like the rooms were the most important and the plumbing, which when I got it, every sewage line was leaking, every roof was leaking. And so for 10 years, we have put 100% of the profits back into fixing up the hotel. But it really wouldn't have been possible without my numero uno longest employee, Scotty. Come on, come on up here, buddy. I know his daughter could not believe that we were getting him on a podcast. He always said that if I had a reality show, that he was not going to be on it because they always blame the property manager and the maintenance guy. But I don't know how I would have done this dream of rehabbing a 100-year-old motel if I wasn't fortunate enough when every single water line was breaking and sewage line was busting. And my first employee, my front desk guy, who was just golden, said, I got a friend, you know, let's have him come out and look at the plumbing. And he lowballed everybody else's estimate so much that we just kept calling him over and over again. And then we were like, can we hire you? And we were so thankful. But hi, Scotty. Come on up to the mic. Come on up closer.
Hello.
Hi. So you've been here the longest, almost 10 years with us. We celebrate our 10-year anniversary this summer. What on earth? I know you've told me a couple things. If you ever won the lottery, you're going to give me money so I can fix this place up, but you're out.
100%.
And that you also didn't know how I was ever going to do this, but I don't know how I would have done it without you, Scotty.
Yeah.
Thanks. Scotty has renovated every room, every ounce of this property twice.
Well, you had talked about flexibility with the family. And when I started, you gave me that flexibility because I was trying to start my own business. But you said, hey, if you get a home inspection, take the day off. When you don't have anything going on, come here and work.
Yes.
So I just started working here.
It's amazing.
It's pretty crazy how it all worked out. I've told Tori this as well. About year three, I was like, I don't think this is ever going to happen. There's no way I'm getting through all the rooms. There's no way this is going to become a thing. But then about, you know, year five, all of a sudden the community started getting into this. And I just saw a change and really got into it.
Tell them how many rooms, Scotty.
47
rooms.
But they're from a single room all the way up to an apartment.
Up to a couple of full-on 1,000-foot houses.
But it's amazing how you've been able to hone your talents here that maybe have helped you in your home businesses too. But it is that flexibility, like that you actually got to be a stay-at-home dad for a while. You've worked in plumbing. You worked at all these places. But the thing I love about Scotty is that he was all in from day one. And literally almost 10 years later, like your oldest is getting ready to graduate from high school. But at one point, she was like the princess on all our parade floats. And, you know, and one of the things we love doing is being a part of our community and our parades and events. But tell me about what it's been for your family, because like birthday party.
It's been amazing for my family. Whenever there was a birthday party for my daughter or anything going on, it was, can we host it at the lodge? And I'd say, of course, Tori.
Yes.
Tori will be all about that. You know, well, can we have it at the pool? Of course, Tori would be all about that. So, yeah, I mean, this place is all about family. It's about community. Tori's never lost sight of the family aspect of things. If I need time off for family, Tori is 100% on board. And that's what's nice about this kind of place, where it is literally, it's not a corporate feel. This is a family environment.
We all have families.
I watched her family grow up. She's watched my family grow up. And it's just a special, special place. It really is. And I don't ride bikes.
We did get you on an e-bike once, yes, and that was a great
e-bikes
day.
E-bikes are my jam.
That was a great day.
E-bike. But what you were hearkening to before, you don't have to ride bikes to enjoy this place. My son learned to ride his bike here. I have watched multiple guests see their kids learn to ride bikes here on the property, doing loops around while they're out here drinking coffee in the morning and then beer in the evening, while their kids are just, look at me, riding circles. And that's what's so special about this place.
But pro tip, I will say that if you're coming to visit, find Scotty, because Scotty is a local true and true, and he has been all over this great state, and he loves Colorado, and he has explored it all with his family. So if you want to know great restaurants to go to for the different ages of kids, what not to miss, attractions to go to, you got to come and find Scotty, because he will just chat you up. He loves talking about his favorite camping spots and restaurants and places to go. Scotty, this would not have been able to be possible without you. And let's give it up for Scotty. Yeah.
One thing I want to add about Scotty is come see the Buffalo Lodge at Christmas time. Scotty put up all of the lights last year, and it was off the charts amazing. So thank you again, Scotty.
We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this summer of the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. Yeah.
All right. I want to bounce back to Sarah for a moment. What surprises guests the most when they arrive here?
This is one of my favorite things. I love that guests pull up in front and they're like, Then they walk in and they say, this whole place has been a wonderful surprise. They think, I mean, they don't really know what they're booking. You don't know when you're online, sure. But you walk in and you just feel the welcome when you walk in here. The guests will return now. They come back year after year after year. And from a behind the scenes perspective, it's so exciting to see how many people directly book with us because they know what this place is now.
Yeah. Very special place indeed. All right. So we talked about the community here at the Buffalo Lodge, and we talked about how not everything is cycling here at the Buffalo Lodge. So I want to bring up my good friend, Michael Watry, who's going to help have a chat with Tori about the music scene here at the Buffalo Lodge.
Thank you. Well, this is my friend, Michael Watry. Give it up for him. We actually met on a bike ride that I was organizing years ago, like maybe 15.
At the Chick-fil-A.
I was doing free breakfast bike rides to promote my Ride for Heroes.
And that's what got me into biking was the free food.
Yes. I mean, and now he's a beast on a bike. Like, he does Ride the Rockies. He does the Triple Bypass. He rides all over. He's ridden for my late son, Daniel, and just been a big, huge supporter for our family. But one of the most exciting things is that we actually found out, like, we had some music festivals when we first kicked off the lodge, like just an occasional music event. Then during COVID, we actually, coming out of that, we got sponsored by the Manitou Music Foundation to be able to host live music outdoors here, and they would help supplement that. And so we started having live music on a regular basis on the weekends. With the help of that, we could see that the community was really itching for this. But man, when we hooked up with you and the Black Rose Acoustic Society, like, it has taken on a whole new thing. Like, tell me about, like, music in the Buffalo.
Yes, because you talk about community. Music is a great way to get community engaged and involved. And like you said, you had concerts, like, back at the pavilion and on the front party porch, which you redid, and I've had a chance to play at on a summer afternoon with the sun setting. It's just a beautiful, beautiful setting. And but you've
got Pikes Peak in the background.
Yeah, absolutely. Sun setting on Pikes Peak. But you've got music 5 nights a week, including, you mentioned the Black Rose Acoustic Society. Wednesday night is always a Black Rose night. And it's something that works for connecting people. And it works for people that are thinking about dabbling in music and for people that want to grow. So maybe they've never performed. Well, you can get up and do a couple songs at our open mic. And as those people have grown, they then might do a showcase on a Wednesday night or something bigger. So it's been awesome not only just the amount of music you have, but the variety and the way it connects. And the events, like another great event they have here in October is Buffalo Grass.
Woo! So, that is so much fun.
We love that. So
3 days of live music on two stages. Last year, 17 bands. We sold out the hotel. Like, you better book early if you want to join this year, because we're looking at, Sarah is on it, like, with trying to find some really top name bluegrass talent this year.
Yes. I mean, that concert really is growing and improving, and people are connecting and with that. And so it was just so cool to see how it improved from 1 year to the next. I expect fantastic things, and more bluegrass people know about this as a bluegrass place. In fact, just the jam on Sunday afternoons, those guys coming to jam are just there to have fun and play music with each other. But people come and listen and applaud, and so just showing up and hearing that on a Sunday is pretty cool.
And so, you just hosted band camp here this weekend.
Yes.
Adult band or any age band camp, right?
I cannot believe how well that went. It was amazing. It was definitely far and away the best thing about it was the facility we had here. But we had, you know, 18, 20 people learning how to play music better. We had a great bass player come down from Lafayette, Colorado, and she and I together led the camp. But it was just amazing to see people that said, I'd never sing in front of people, and they did it. They performed right here. A lot of the shows are right here in this space we're at now. So you get the fireplace behind you. We got some cushy chairs over there, or you can get a drink from the bar and some food and just sit and watch. So, yeah.
Speak about the summertime experience.
Summertime?
Yes. It's just so nice in the summertime to come here, and there's music. It's sometimes cool that we have music up front and in the back.
Yes.
And it was just really one of the highlights for me to be able to play on the front porch, like I was saying, when sun was setting over Pikes Peak. Just a lot going on, and some really good bands play here.
We get some really good bands here.
Yeah. coming up countywide is going to be playing here on Wednesdays once a month, and they are a fantastic local bluegrass band that is playing here while their usual gig at the Front Range is not happening. So
while we're talking about music, I think that one of the things that I love about the music at the Lodge is that it's amazing when you're here in the winter and the off season by the fireplace. It's cozy. The acoustics are just really good in the Lodge. It's amazing.
Yes.
And it creates a really cool, cozy vibe. But the summers are off the hook with the party patio. And you come out here, and I mean, all the neighbors are here with their dogs and their babies and their kids. And it's like the retired folks and kids are riding bikes around. And it's such a cool vibe. You get my mom out there at 74, reeling everybody into the dance floor with her. You know, you got to come and dance with Nancy if you're coming to the Lodge.
Yes. I mean, so many times the music's so engaging. Someone's like dancing up in front of the band. Maybe we'll get some people to come up and sit in for a song. And you're right. Tons of people from the community are just coming down the hill and checking the place out. And the sound system here is phenomenal. We had a good partnership where a gentleman named Bob Lord put in the speakers, and there's a soundboard and all that kind of stuff. So makes it easy on the bands coming here to have a system that is going to be reliable. So
I will add one note and get your applause ready. But last year we were top three for best hotel. We got gold in the Gazette. We got silver for best swimming pool and bronze for best hotel bar, which is kind of amazing if you actually know the community and know our competition. But this year, we will find out in April, we actually placed in all of those categories again this year for top three. We don't know what position until April, but this is in the Gazette, and it's by community and popular vote. But this year, we are super proud to announce that we know that we got top three for best live music venue in Colorado Springs. Yeah.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
It's, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I think Tim Burton says this is like the best little roadhouse, you know, this side of the Mississippi or something like that. But thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome.
Give it up for
thank
Michael.
So every Monday night here at the Lodge, starting tonight because Daylight Saving Time is back with a vengeance because it's just been a day.
I mean, what was the temperatures today?
Yes.
At least 70.
It's 70 in March. It's amazing.
So
but
Michael Rizal leads the Monday night ride, Monday night ride, and sometimes the Saturday morning rides as well.
Always the Saturday morning ride. Always.
Super guy. So I'm going to step out of the way so you can talk to Tori.
All right.
Yay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've never done a podcast about the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort before. This is actually our 38th show, and while we may have mentioned it, we've only featured our bike tribe and Jersey Mike, but to me, the bike rides are the things that where the community starts. People show up for a ride, and next thing you know it, they are... whether they're military, we've seen people going through divorce, just people move into the community. They find our ride and then they find out everything else that's happening at the Lodge and they like plug in. But it became very evident to me. I used to lead the rides and then, you know, life and health issues happen. And I didn't know what I was going to do. But this young, amazing man I met on a Colorado Springs cycling club started showing up for our rides. And I've never seen him not smile. I've never seen him not smile. And you can watch him blush right now. But I've never seen him not smile. He always has a positive attitude. He's just like, he is the leader that I wish I could always be. And I wasn't half the leader as you. And the way that you have built the camaraderie and built this tribe up, I just want to say thank you, Jersey Mike, for just your amazingness. And your leadership, like you are by far the heart of the bike tribe. How did you find us?
I would like to tell a little story about how I discovered the Lodge and my first experience meeting Tori. Because for me, this story kind of embodies what I try to encompass just with everything that I try to do here for the Lodge. Sorry, I'm so short. But so I Googled group bike rides in Colorado Springs. I've been here 4 dates. And I found Colorado Springs Cycling Club, Sunday social ride. So I attend, and then I meet Tori. She happened to be on that ride. And this is my 4th day in the Springs. I don't know anybody. I don't know anything. None of these roads, none of this Greenway Trail, Sinton Trail, yada, yada. And I was buddy-buddy with Tori on that ride. And we were talking. And she says, oh, what do you do for work? And I was like, oh, I have an interview this Monday at this place, yada, yada. Tori says, oh, I know the manager there. And she just right away pulls out her phone and just calls him. After knowing me for 20 minutes on a bike ride, she said, oh, let me call him. And she left him a voicemail and says, you're going to get that job. And sure enough, I got that job.
Yay!
And sure enough, I got that job. And so obviously she told me to come join her rides and this and that, and one thing led to another. But that story alone is what I try to embody, is to give people the benefit of a doubt, is to always remember that you have no idea what people are going through in life. You know, smile. Be there for them. Be nice if you can. But that is how I found the Lodge, because I found Tori on a Sunday social ride. And now
thank
I'm here.
You. Well, one of my favorite things is, we post all of our work. We have a Strava club, the Buffalo Lodge Bike Tribe on Strava. We're also on Facebook and things like that. But what I love is that, like Michael will go off and lead our ride, which is usually on Saturday, 2 hours and 20 miles. And then he posts on Strava his 65-mile, 6,000 feet of elevation climb bike tribe ride. I'm like, that was not a ride incompletely. He just does a pre-ride and a post-ride along with our little two-hour, 20-mile ride. So he's a beast. He's quite an athlete himself. And so if you haven't yet, join our Buffalo Lodge bike tribe on Strava.
What's your favorite thing about being the ride leader?
I think it's about being a part of something that I think is bigger than myself and something that I don't even really like see myself acting in it. It's just a role that I've just taken on. You know, I like to view myself as like the conduit. I try to welcome everybody. I try to know everybody's name. I try to give everybody fist bumps, you know, just touch, connection. And I love it so much when I see other people fist bumping everybody else, because I just know like it's spreading, and I think that's really cool. But just to be the conduit and just exchange energy and just talk to people, introduce people, and to just shuffle it around and just bring people together. You just unify people through the power of the bicycle, because we all have that in common.
Go tribe. I mean, our tribe has mad love for you. Everybody loves you, Michael. Thank you so much.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you for leading tonight's ride, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's give it up. Woo! I think Sarah has a question.
Well, I just wanted to say, I think, in part, due a lot to Michael and to you as well, Tori, our tribe is one of the most friendly and welcoming tribes. Anybody's welcome. Any abilities are welcome. Any type of bike is welcome.
We have e-bikes. We have mountain bikes, gravel, road. Like, they all come out and ride with us. And no judgment zone. Maybe a little bit if you pass us on an e-bike on the hill. But maybe a little. Don't pass us on the hill. You can ride your e-bike. Don't pass us on the hill. Going, you can do it.
What's the most unexpected guest or story that's come through the Buffalo Lodge?
I got one. So there's this couple, Carrie and Pete, from Kansas, and she comes every year to do the Manitou Incline, and they came, I think, the first year. So they've literally seen this place every year that they've been here. And we became friends, you know, like I would take them on a bike ride, a mountain bike ride up at Red Rock Canyon Open Space, right across the way from us. We've done karaoke, and Carrie is crazy at karaoke. And sometimes there's just those guests that come, they catch you at the right time, at the right moment. They love it so much. They get plugged in that literally like they gifted us this last, was it a year ago? They gifted us. There's that bicycle wood picture in the back. And literally one of our guests made that picture for us, where he went and he found all these pieces of history of the lodge, the old postcards, the old rack cards and things like that. And he made that for us. And they've just become amazing friends here. But we've actually made quite a few friends out of guests that just come back year over year. We have these guests that we actually named a suite renovation after, because they're retired teachers and educators. And every year they came back, they said, here's a little money to help you with the renovations. And so you don't forget us when this becomes really big. You know, it's 10 years. I mean, we're winning a lot of awards. I don't know if we're sold out yet, but we named a suite after them because literally they had given us, you know, over 10 grand over the years. And we named a suite, you know, called Casita Verde. And they've just become more than hotel guests. They've become like family. Yeah, yeah. And they've just been amazing. So I love the, you just never know who's going to walk in the door tomorrow and become your new best friend.
That's wonderful. Sarah, you got one?
So I can think of a couple people. We had a family who came and they were celebrating the New Year's with us. They were just coming and, you know, we had dances in the evening, and then the dad hung out to ring in the New Year. Then the next day I find Tori's out in the garden, picking him up, taking him on e-bike rides, going out to lunch. And that's the cool part, is the relationships that we have with people like this. There's another family who they found us on one of those third-party booking sites, and now they're bringing their whole family back together for a memorial to remember the dad's father.
That's awesome. That's amazing. All right. Are there any questions from the tribe? Who's willing to come on up? All right.
Oh, I love this lady. I love this lady so much. Yes. Nicole, she is now the head of the board of the
advocacy committee chair.
Oh, advocacy. Yes. Advocate. I mean, she's been gone, but I know this lady from just your battle with MS and how you became a champion for MS through the MS 150 bike rides and everything else. And I would watch you put on these amazing community events and like be top fundraising group for the annual MS ride. And I think that's where we met, right?
Before then.
Burritos Under the Bridge.
Burritos Under the Bridge, Blues Under the Bridge.
Blues Under the Bridge.
It was before that because it was the Chick-fil-A Ride for Heroes with my coaching.
You were my coach.
Yeah. And I helped you with the Strava segments.
And the
it still hit it like on Ridge. So yes. I chose and mapped out those two Strava segments.
Do you
for
still
you.
Watch those segments?
Some of them. I'm always like behind my time now. So the coaching stuff. So I was involved as a ride leader. Learned about Tori's Chick-fil-A ride. I met Michael Watry. I had a ride at Cafe Velo when that was still around on did Friday evening rides. Met Terry there. And then so this lodge has just been a part of like the cycling community for the last 10 years. But Tori's been a part of like my cycling experience for closer to 15.
Yeah.
So huge community. Love coming back. She helped me host a fundraiser on the patio there. We had a lip sync
battle. Yeah. Extraordinary.
It was great. That was
like awesome.
Right after COVID. But I do have a question. So I'm not here just to talk. I want to know your bicycle origin story. Like, I want to know when you realize, like, when that spark that you're like, the bicycle is that piece of your life, that spark.
I mean, I grew up in a small, I was raised in a small town called Pleasanton, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it was just a beautiful little neighborhood. And I had my banana seat bike, much like that one up there. That's why I love that bike so much, because it reminds me of my first banana seat bike that I remember just giving me freedom to explore my neighborhood and my community. And I was really good at doing a spiral standing on the seat of the bicycle with my leg out, because I also roller skated. So that was my talent. And I also loved hanging off the back seat of the bicycle with my butt almost touching the tire, which I found out later came in really handy in mountain biking. And then I did have cards that would go tick, 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 tick. And I had a newspaper route where I delivered papers. I've always been a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit, so I would deliver papers by my bicycle. And then it really was my mom had gotten into cycling when I was about in college, and she started doing tour riding. And then I went to work for a TV station that had an MS 150 bike team, and I was doing a story on them 1 year, and covering the team on the ride was like, oh, this is amazing. Like these people are like a family, and they go out and it's like adult camp, and they camp together and they have meals together and they raise money for a good cause. There's a free massage at the end, you know, like this is amazing. And so next thing you know, I was captaining that bike team, and riding. And so I started out there, captaining my TV station team for about 4 years, before I got married and had kids, moved to Colorado, and then just I ended up finding the Colorado Springs Cycling Club here when I moved here 25 years ago, and I put my babies in the back. My mom was always like my person that would like fuel me with my exercise equipment and gear, because I've always kind of yo-yoed in my weight, and so she got me the Burley bike, you know, trailer, and I just fell in love with this community riding around with the Colorado Springs Cycling Club by bike. They took their Tuesday Basics ride and turned it into a ride where it was like, instead of going out to lunch at the golf course, we were going and getting Subway and going to parks, and people would take turns like holding my kids and playing with my kids. And so I really fell in love with the community by bike with the Colorado Springs Cycling Club. It's one of the oldest clubs in Colorado Springs. Later on, I went to raise money for them through their Buena Vista Bike Festival, and I helped put that on. And then when I had to go back to work after 6 years of being a stay-at-home mom, I actually got a job working for Chick-fil-A, and they said that we're trying to reach new audiences with our food. And I was like, I know who you could reach. And so I started donating to every trail building, bike club, every event that had cycling and, you know, and trails involved in it. And so, and then I started the Chick-fil-A Patriots Festival and Ride for Heroes that I put on for several years. And so I started going to all the meetings about Walk, Bike, Connect, and how Colorado Springs is becoming a top bicycle friendly community. And I just like, I felt it like something big's happening. And every time I traveled with my bike, like I didn't know where to put it. I wasn't going to leave it on a car with a lock, you know, like you'd leave it in an office by concierge, you know, or you'd bring it up the glass elevator and put it on the white curtain and lean it there so that you knew that it was safe. And so it was kind of like a no-brainer that I had a dream for a bicycle hotel that, since I was like live, eat, breathing, everything bicycle. So does that answer? And then some.
All right. Anyone else from the audience want to come up and ask Tori a question?
Welcome, Dave.
Oh, hi, Tori. Hi, everyone. I just want to reiterate that Tori and the Lodge are very dog friendly as well as bike friendly.
Yes.
This is Cecilia, and she frequents the Lodge on Friday, Saturday nights. Looks forward to coming as much as I do. And that's the point that I wanted to make. With the music and the events, in addition to cycling, being intermittently single over the years, you can find yourself alone on a Friday night. You can come to the Lodge and never be alone. There's always friends. There's always good music. Tori's got a story. Her staff is always more than willing to chat. Same with Michael. You know, Michael is very welcoming to the stranger, and you just have to appreciate that when it's so easy to feel alone in a town of 500,000 people, that you could always feel welcome here. So a question, did you realize how much of an influence you were going to have on the entire community outside of just the bicycling community?
I think so. I have always been a community builder. Like, I led a mom's walking club through Mountain Valley Park for 6 years when I didn't know anybody and I was looking for community. So I just started it. I've been kind of a community planter many places that I lived and jobs that I've done, where I told my bank president, like, that I don't even want to say it, but it could burn down. And I would turn it into an event center. Like, I knew that I knew community, and that this could be a community hub. And what I always pictured was the neighbors in this community hanging out, dancing on the porch, you know, doing bike rides, and that this would become a community center for this area just south of Garden of the Gods. And it really has. I mean, one of the most amazing things that I hear, because I think a lot of people, you know, were like, what's she going to do with that place? And it's sure taken a long time because we had to make the money to fix it up as we went along. And it really was a community blight before we bought it. But I hear time and time again in our neighborhood, and it's so special to me, thank you for bringing the Buffalo Lodge, you know, to our community and all the music and all the good times. Like, I see people in their 80s coming out and enjoying bike rides. And then I see them later that night at our concert, you know, along with the new mom up the street that just moved here, and her kids and her dog. And it really has become a special place that we actually decided. The one thing I didn't know I didn't realize that the guests wouldn't do all the activities that we planned. Like, we do yoga, we do aqua zumba, you know, we have all this stuff, the music, the food trucks. Like, there's so much to do in Colorado Springs, and they come here with this idea of what they think they want to do, and they think they're just sleeping somewhere. And this is definitely not a place that you just come and sleep. Like, there is stuff happening here. And so we really still put on events for locals that become a delight to guests when they come, that you can come out and ride with a local bike club for free. Most other hotels and places would charge you for that tour, and you get to come and live like a local. Truly, people say it, but we actually do it. You get to come and live like a local with us. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Yay.
That was a great question. Graham.
Graham, I love you so much. You brought legitimacy to the lodge, because we now have our own legit top level bike shop here, where, I mean, he used to teach all of the bike mechanics around the world, bike mechanics through REI and through the Barnett Bicycle Institute. And now we have him here at the lodge, and it's amazing. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you. Thank you. Tori, you're so central and pivotal in the bike community. I wonder what excites you. What's next, right? Like, what's the most exciting thing on the horizon, either in the cycling community or for the lodge?
Really, the most exciting thing is that Sarah has come in to run the day-to-day operations, so that she's holding down the fort really well. And what I really love to do is I love to go off to events and tell people about the lodge. I think the one advantage we have over other hotels is that I can go to the Bike Iowa Expo or RAGBRAI or Tour de Tucson or wherever, and be like, we're a hotel for bicyclists, and you should come to Colorado Springs, one of the most epic places to ride your bike in the country, you know, and experience it. So I really love going out and telling other people in other places and getting to do a little bit of traveling now.
Of course.
So I love that. And then I really love my role now. I'm on the board of the Pikes Peak Lodging Association, and I'm on the board of Visit Colorado Springs. And I am really trying to figure out how to tell what I've learned in 10 years of running a hotel for bicyclists, as far as our advocating for cycling in the Springs, and also doing a better job telling the world that we are a top world class bike destination. Like you can come and gravel, you can road, you can e-bike, you can, and then mountain biking, it's just off the hook, because you can ride every different kind of terrain, from like the moon to the Red Rocks, right? The moon of Palmer Park, and you know, to the Red Rocks of Red Rock Canyon Open Space, like going out into the mountains in North Cheyenne Canyon, that you can do like extreme cycling, you know, with the Double Black Diamond of the riding down the plummet.
Yep.
And then there's so much on the horizon with Ring the Peak, and that coming up, you're going to be able to ride a 63-mile loop around the base of Pikes Peak, or hike, or whatever, multi-day trips with overnight camp spots. Like, that's on the horizon right now. And they just got a big grant to help propel that forward. So I'm really excited about that, because when I actually bought the hotel in 2016, Governor Hickenlooper, Colorado's governor, said that the Ring the Peak was one of his 16 projects that he was going to see to completion. And we're still like 10 years away. And I'm like, I know a lot of people have been doing a lot of work, but it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So that is like, you know, as soon as that happens, I think Colorado Springs is going to explode. Plus the fact that they just finished reclamation on the Peak View Quarry, and that you're going to, like, what we're looking at is a downhill mountain bike park that could have a lift to the top and everything. But, you know, the city is struggling because they're having to close down parks and bathrooms and things like that, doing budget cuts. So they think this sounds cool, but, like, I think everybody needs to step up and get involved with the local trail building organization and really try and figure out how you can help propel Colorado Springs forward, because we have so much potential and it's not even tapped yet. Yeah. And so my efforts lately, I met with the mayor like a week ago and talked to him about, you know, making Colorado Springs, you know, a more, you know, doing a better job advertising us as a top bicycle destination. I met with Visit Colorado Springs and talk to them. I want to see every hotel in town become a bike-friendly hotel with safe bike storage, bikes for guest use, and telling all their bikes that this is a, I mean, telling all their guests that come that this is, whether you're coming for, you know, water skiing or, you know, for kayaking, you're coming for soccer, that this is a great place to bike, that you should bring your bike when you come here too, because bicycle tourists tend to stay longer in an area and they tend to spend more money. You know, they're going to wake up and have coffee at this place today. They're going to try out this trail. They're going to go this place for dinner and beer afterwards. And then they got to hit this tomorrow. I mean, as soon as you come to Colorado Springs, you realize you did not plan enough time to do all the things. Sure. And you're going to have to come back. And that's what I'm banking on to make this hotel successful.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Graham.
No better person for the job, Tori.
Thank you.
Okay, so Tori mentioned at the beginning, I'm a big fan of the podcast. So a lot of what she just covered was actually in the most recent episode.
Yes.
The Ring the Pink episode. And then Graham was actually a repeat on the podcast about three episodes ago.
Yeah, you got to watch everything about Graham. Yeah, I do want to say, I want to give a shout out, because you can come and visit us or you could be a local, but Graham will actually take your bike apart and box it for you when you're traveling. And then when you're coming here, he will unpack your box. He will put your bike back together for you, and then he'll pack it back up when you leave. So, I mean, you have a mechanic right here on site that will help you travel with your bike better, because I know I can't put my own bike back together still.
Yes, we talked about that.
But we are also doing monthly lunch and learns with Graham. So you never know. Just, you got to check out the calendar on the Buffalo Lodge. It's bicycleresort.com to find out what we have going on. But
all right,
you can get a class on basic bike mechanics.
Wonderful. Okay, I have one last question. It's from our good friend Maria. And she asks, as a successful businesswoman and entrepreneur in Colorado Springs, what advice would you give to your younger self that is just starting out?
I don't know. I think that you just, no day's disasters or troubles are ever like untangleable. You know, like, you might be stuck in your life somewhere. I know at some point I was stuck thinking, like, how am I going to do this all? And what is the rest of my life going to look like? I had three kids and we were living paycheck to paycheck. And I wanted to be a mom. And like there, talk to people. Actually, this is what I want to say. Your network is your biggest asset. Your network is your biggest asset, because people are so excited to share with you their advice and their wisdom. And it may not always be right, but you will find your feelings in those opinions and kind of where you stand. But that networking is probably one of the most valuable tools that you could ever have to succeed in life.
Completely agree. Friends are friends get us through a lot, right?
Right, they do. It's the power of friends. I mean, a network through a biking club, a network through, you know, business. But I also think the give back is important.
Awesome.
So whatever gives to you, give back to it tenfold. Like, whatever empowers you and gives you strength, give back. tenfold, and your life will truly be blessed.
Wonderful. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pedal the Springs podcast on Studio 809 Podcasts. Pedal the Springs is brought to you by the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, where we are tonight, the only bicycle-themed lodging and must-stay cyclist coming to Colorado. Check out Buffalo Lodge at bicycleresort.com for more information. Please check the show notes for links for more information on topics covered today, and hit the like and subscribe buttons as they help people find the podcast so we'll get more visibility. Be sure to check out the other great podcasts on studio809podcast.com. Studio 809 is your local voice for the Pikes Peak region, and the Pedal of the Springs podcast is produced by the Studio 809 and recorded tonight here at the Buffalo Lodge, normally at the Next Us Cooperative Environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs. I'd like to thank you again, Tori, and all of your amazing guests for allowing me to be the host tonight for the chat.
Yay,
it's a lot of fun.
Terry, our host, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. This was a lot of fun.
Good job. Woo!
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival, or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.